Editorial essay.
A volar entre rocas. Vance Wright. Mariana Muñoz Gomez was born in Pachuca, Hidalgo, Mexico, and moved with their family to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada in their youth. Their exhibition, A Volar entre Rocas, spans lens-based work, text and stones, and is a mindful rumination on issues of power, place, geography, and the diaspora. Photograph prints on washi paper are placed along the ochre walls of the gallery, with Tyndall stones placed on the ground along the walls. Mariana's writing has been placed on the walls alongside the photographs in a glossy ochre vinyl, which matches the hue of the wall. Behind the 6-foot false wall is a projected single-channel short film with sound and captions.
Mariana's photographs on the wall depict the volcanic rock walls of their maternal grandmother's home in Morelos, Mexico. The use of volcanic rock in architecture is a long tradition of Piecacju people using the stone to build their houses, palaces, and places of worship. This rock was used long before contact with Spanish settlers, and also after, as the conquistadors made use of it to build their own churches and palaces on top of the pre-existing indigenous-made buildings. The use of volcanic rock is still quite popular, with contemporary architects building it into new designs, defining public and domestic spaces. In terms of geologic time, volcanic rock is formed relatively quickly. Magma emerging from beneath the earth and exposed to air starts to rapidly cool. As this rock erodes, it aids plant life by depositing magnesium and potassium, creating mineral and nutrient-rich soil. Over time, as volcanic rock breaks down, its particles are picked up by the current and, if deposited in sedimentary basins, it becomes important components of sedimentary rocks.
Tyndall stones are placed on the floor of the gallery in relation to the photographs. These rocks originate from the Red River Formation in Treaty 1 territory, just outside of Winnipeg. This formation has been turned into the Tyndall Quarry by European settlers and was popular for constructing official buildings of the colonial power, such as the Manitoba Legislative Building. The stone is a dolomitic limestone, meaning it is rich in carbon, and was formed by geologic and other organic detritus being deposited by water, compressed by following layers of detritus, and continued to accumulate over and over for millennia. Bodies of flora and fauna were frequently laid to rest in these sedimentary layers, each of their molecules slowly replaced by carbon through the eras, creating fossils. This bedrock was left in place for millennia, and in a relatively short couple and hundred of years after contact, was quarried and reorganized. This bedrock has witnessed time immemorial stewardship of the Anishinaabe and the Nahiao Cree nations, the birth of the Métis Nation, the Red River Rebellion, the signing of the treaties, and the creation of the province of Manitoba, and this is only speaking to the human history it has been a part of. In placing the photographs and the rocks in relation to one another, time and space are collapsed within the confines of the gallery. Two sites situated across from one another on Turtle Island set, visiting, entangled. They tell stories of how they were formed, what they were put to use for, and how they arrived here.
The extended programming for this exhibition consists of a workshop at the Aboriginal Gathering Place, in which Mariana Muñoz Gomez will engage with those living here to think through our presence on these unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations as guests and visitors. Additionally, Mariana will engage the Latin American diaspora living here through a meetup at Grunt Gallery, addressing the complexities of identity and place specific to that diaspora in their promotional text for the event. These two pieces of public programming stood out to me as a curator, as they extend the contemplations of the exhibition from the gallery space into community, drawing the artist into actual relation to the people living here in what feels like a genuine interest in learning about this place. As an Dakal Ne curator living on the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, This work reminds me of the sticky issue of home on land that you do not belong to, of trying to learn the histories of these territories, while also carrying the memories of where you came from. By curating this work for Grunt Gallery, I began questioning how well I knew the land here, trying to recall as many and Haukamalum names I knew, like Swaixwe, Senyakwa, Snauk, or Lukfulukwatain. I also contemplated The Shadow, a public work in the Helen and Morris Belkin Public Art Collection, in which the shadow of a giant cedar tree is embedded in the bricks of UBC's plaza, monumentalizing the cedar giants that once stood tall in the area. This exhibition invited me to re-examine the history of colonization across Turtle Island, to think about how different the conquistadors' tactic of incorporating pre-existing structures in order to assimilate the indigenous peoples differs from the tactics used by the English settlers of reservations, scrip, and registration under the Indian Act. Mariana's work also made me focus on what feels like home, that there are many parts of the MST territories that remind me of the CNXT territories where I was raised, that makes me feel held and safe. I'm reminded that my spirit flies between two places too, and that much like ochre vinyl words placed carefully on the gallery wall, some things can only become clear when you move. Many thanks to Audrey Siegel for providing Mariana with consultation on the Processing Place Workshop, the Aboriginal Gathering Place at Emily Carr University, for supporting the extended programming of this show, to my fellow grunt workers in helping with every aspect of this show, to Grunt's audiences for coming to visit with the exhibition, and to Mariana. Thank you to Justin Ducharme and Richard Yeomans for quelling my anxieties around curating my first exhibition outside of a university, and to Wes Harmon for continually and mindfully mentoring me. Ciao Snachalia.